Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dhikr and encouragement to do more and more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we explain the dhikr to be the internal food, the food of the ruh. So the spiritual food Allah ta'ala has made, the spiritual nourishment Allah ta'ala has made the ruh. The spiritual food or the spiritual food for the ruh is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is for the spiritual body. And the physical body, we know the food that we have, all the different type of vitamins, etc., that nourishes the body. But the nourishment for the soul, very often this is neglected. Person is not worried about the state of health of his ruh. What is the condition of my ruh? And Allah Ta'ala protect us. But there are certain pious people who actually Allah Ta'ala blesses them with the opportunity of seeing the inside also sometimes of people. So therefore they would actually avoid looking at people. In other words, sometimes it will take a quality or a shape of a beast, of a wild animal, depending on what that ruh is, what that nafs is of that person. So that is the shape that they would actually see on the person. So we often worry about the physical body, but the spiritual self, we neglect it. So the cleanser to cleanse, like how we clean our physical body, we clean our cars, we clean our homes. The cleanser of this ruh is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made it such that He cleans that heart, that spiritual heart of ours. When the physical heart gets blocked, and the doctors will prescribe tablets, sometimes these procedures that need to be done to correct that spiritual or that physical heart from being blocked. But do we ever think that what is the condition of my spiritual heart? This is actually more important than the physical heart. But do I ever take the time, do I ever ask anyone, or do I keep some type of contact with somebody who can help me to strengthen this spiritual heart that Allah Ta'ala has given me? So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one very important element as far as the ruh is concerned, and the strength and the nourishment of the ruh is concerned. So therefore, as we are doing, we sing the various virtues as far as the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, especially in these days now, these Mubarak days that we've got. And now we started also the takbir at-tashriq. We are learning the words of this takbir. So this is like the best, this is the best dhikr that a person can make in these days. After the masnoon azkar, this is the dhikr that a person should make. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. So today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer saying these words, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, what we normally know as the third kalima. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I prefer saying these words. This is the translation. Glory be to Allah Ta'ala. We explained yesterday, Subhanallah means that Allah Ta'ala is free from any type of blemish, any type of defect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely free of it. So glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. English can't do justice, we're just saying glory. But actually what it means, Allah ta'ala subhan, that He is free from every single type. Glory be to Him. Why we saying glory? Because He's free from any single, every type of blemish, any type of fault that can ever exist. So glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah ta'ala. So this is a translation of this third kalima. Now what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in this hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer saying these words, Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar, to everything upon which the sun rises. I prefer this over everything upon what the sun rises. In other words, this zikr is more beloved to me than the entire world and whatever it contains. You're looking at whatever the sun is rising upon is an expression that this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more beloved than anything. And let's ask ourselves how many times we get attracted by so many different things of this world. Does it ever occur to us that I should rather, instead of wasting time by getting attracted and speaking about this and speaking about that, speaking of the beauty of this thing of this world and this thing of the dunya, rather I take that same time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that it is more beloved to me than anything that the sun has risen upon. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Bringing, when we hear these ahadith on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately we make niyat. And I'm not going to waste time going in the car and switch on the radio. I'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Sharif is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the best form of dhikr. But the other forms of dhikr, a person may not be a hafiz of Quran. He may not be able to read so much of Quran. At least he can say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So easy. And from here, when he goes home, then another time he makes durood Sharif. So daily, so much of dhikr a person can make just by cutting down on listening to the radio, or just by saving on the time on the phone, a person can get so much of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Normally the day before Eid, we just go through some of the etiquettes of the day of Eid, so that we can all benefit by bringing in these etiquettes of the day of Eid. Firstly, the night before the two Eids is known as Laylatul Ja'iza. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, this hadith is in Ibn Majah Sharif, that whoever stands up in worship on the nights preceding the two Eids, expecting reward from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will not cause this person's heart to die when all other hearts will die. Allah Ta'ala will give him that special favor. This person's heart will remain alive. And upon, so therefore, ulama explained that we don't have to spend the whole night. We'll understand people will get tired, tomorrow is a busy day. But at least understand that there's a hadith telling us that this night is a very great night, a night of reward. I can't lose out. So the bare minimum we can do is Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat. Try and read 4 rakats tahajjud before sleeping and 4 rakats tahajjud upon waking up. That way we already got 8 rakats of tahajjud, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do every night, whether it was a Laylatul Ja'iza or not. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, at the bare minimum, would read 8 rakats of tahajjud. So at least that much we can get. Simple, after Isha namaz, 4 rakats, waking up 4 rakats, we got 8 rakats of tahajjud. Person then spend, Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq to spend more time, he can make more time in dua, in dhikr, ibadat, more salat. Up to a person how much he can manage. But at the bare minimum, Fajr with Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, 4 rakats after, 4 rakats we've already got at tahajjud salat. So the first etiquette of the day of Eid is wake up early. Wake up early, this is the shan of a Muslim. He's always happy to wake up early. He's not lazy waking up late. He wakes up early, enthusiastic. This is a day that Allah Ta'ala has blessed. This is a day of celebration from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person makes miswak. Make it a point, keep a miswak somewhere there in our bathroom, wherever we're making wuzu, where we have a ghusal also, keep that miswak there. So we can always make miswak. It's a very important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody's stopping a person from brushing his teeth. Many people like to brush their teeth, but when the miswak is there, even after brushing a teeth, a person can make the miswak. A person can make the miswak during the day. Miswak is there, over and above. Doesn't mean that now this toothbrush is a replacement for miswak. Miswak will remain right up till the day of Qiyamah. So a person can brush his teeth, there's no harm, he can brush his teeth. But do not neglect the miswak. The other thing under sunnah, preferred action on the day of Eid, is take a bath. A person should take a bath. A person should wear his best clothing. Hadith doesn't speak about Eid shopping. See, whatever is your best clothes at that day, on the day of Eid, you wear your best clothing. A person should apply itar. Person should apply some perfume, should smell nice, should dress up nice. Then we know that Eid al-Fitr, person is encouraged to have something sweet before proceeding to the Eidgah. And Eid al-Adha, the sunnah practice is allow a part of that animal to be your first meal. In other words, person should try, people loosely use the word fast, it's not a fast, but allow that animal that Allah Ta'ala has blessed you, if possible, if a person is slaughtering early and he can have it, some part of the animal he breaks fast food. In other words, he eats, that becomes his first meal now. Allah has blessed him with a beautiful animal on the day of Eid. A person should try and let that be some portion. Very often the ladies, they make the liver, what you know is kaleji. So you can eat that too, that gets prepared very, very quickly. And if it's prepared well, it becomes very tasty also. And this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But best of all, we are practicing a very important etiquette of the day of Eid, is that we are following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next thing is not to forget our takbir. On this takbir, on Eid al-Fitr, we are told to read the takbir softly. Eid al-Adha, we are encouraged to read the takbir loudly. So, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Person is reading the takbir and is going for the Eidgah. Then a person should try and use different routes. A person going one road to the Eidgah, return from another road. We explain the benefits of this, is that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be more parts of the earth that will testify that this person made the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. And also it creates a little bit of shan, it creates a shokat. People are looking, they're seeing that Muslims are moving early, creating awe for the Muslims. The Muslims are using different ways. If they just use one way, people in the other directions or in the other roads, they don't get to see Muslims moving. So this is one way, one method of allowing Islam to become more apparent to the disbelievers also, and an encouragement for the believers that we're using different roads, going and coming for the Eidgah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Eidul Adha, one other advice for us is, this is a very great day, Mubarak day, let us not spoil it. Let us not spoil it with videoing. Let us not spoil it with taking photographs. Let us not spoil it with intermingling of men and women. This is a great day, it's an ibadat. Allah Ta'ala has got malaika that is recording for us, whatever we're doing, to such an extent that every fiber of that skin, of the hair of that body, Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us for. The malaika even can record that also. Allah Ta'ala is giving us full. We don't need anybody with a camera there. We don't need anybody. We're doing it for the sake of Allah. Allah got His malaika that are recording it. We are not in need of anything. This thing actually, besides it being haram by taking videos, it's actually spoiling the ikhlas of a person. Now why, hey, see that animal I slaughtered, see how I did it, I was so good. I slaughtered a cow, I slaughtered a goat, I slaughtered a this is spoiling our ikhlas. We do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ustad, as Mawlana Harun Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say, they do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take it and throw it in the ocean. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take out all the good from the ocean, so to speak, and Allah Ta'ala will present it. If we are going to brag about it, look at it and feel nice about what we did, then we are spoiling that great ibadah that we have done. So wherever we are, stop the people, tell them this is not right. The ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a place for entertainment, videos and photographs and ladies and men mixing. Let us do it the proper way, then we will get the full reward. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.